Okay, we are Hilchos Lulav, Taf Resh Mem Tet. We are now doing another psulim of the Arba Minim, Dalad, Seif Dalad. Ginot Hatseirim Shel Ovdei Kochavim. Okay, so this case, it's brought down from the Orchas Chaim in Beis Yosef. So this case is talking about, here, let me read the next words. Uchayot Sibahem Ibate Shamashehem. We're talking about young people who work for the Lavdavka young people who work for the Avodah Zarah in their own personal homes. For example, priests, nuns, or whatever. But it's not in the house of Avodah Zarah. It's not in the garden by the Avodah Zarah. These are in their personal homes. So that's the case over there. Mutar litol misham lulav o sha'ar minim lemitzvah. So you are allowed, in order to use it for the mitzvah, you are allowed to buy it from them or to take it from them. You're allowed to pay for it, and you're allowed to get it as a gift, and that's not a problem, as it's their own personal belongings, and it's not set aside for the Avodah Zarah. All right, that seems to be a simple halacha according to everybody. I don't want to get too complicated, but the Mishnah Brura brings in from Yoredeya a different case in Kuf Mem Gimel. Well, there it's talking about, this is not in the personal house of the Avodas, of the priests back home. It's in the garden of the Avodah Zarah. And there, in that case, like a church, or if that's called Avodah Zarah, or whatever you call Avodah Zarah, in their gardens. So then, there's a discussion if you're allowed to pay for it. I'm not sure, it could be everyone agrees that it's usur. That's what it's certainly the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, probably everyone says it's usur to pay money in that case. But if you get it for free, then it could be mutter, and ayin sham for more details of the garden of an Avodah Zarah. Now, yeah, so the Ramah is a little more makel, but that case is also talking about the garden. And we'll discuss the details when we get there. Okay. It's not really this sugya. So, and the filu, yeah. Now the most of the poskim point out, Sefer Chassidim is the first one to bring it, but lechatchila, this is not the best place to buy your lulav, obviously. But really, but Medina, it's 100% mutter. And if the priest has a side business of selling lulavim and aravos, and he gets it from the field or whatever, it's not a problem. Vafilu, right? But okay. Maybe lechatchila, yeah. Okay, fine. We'll stop. Even the Bir Lacha says if it's not in his in the chatzer of the Avodah Zarah, you don't even have to be machmer. Vafilu ha'ilan atua lifnei avodas kachavim. Now, if you have a tree that's before the house or in front of the Avodas Kochavim, the tree itself is not Avodah Zarah, but it's there. Kozman she'en ovdei na'ilan. As long as you are not serving the Avodah Zarah, then it's okay. So there, in this case, it's probably you're not allowed to pay money. If it's, again, over there you'll see the details, but in the case, if it's a tree that's in the garden of Avodah Zarah, there it seems to be usher to pay money for. Look, okay. Again, the Mishnah Berurah just reminds us again, just to be clear, if you're taking these items in general or here by an esrog or by the lulavim, whatever it is, if they grew before they were served, so then it's only asr lechatchila to use it for a mitzvah. It's considered disgusting to use this item for a mitzvah, but mikar din, for non-mitzvah purposes, it is certainly mutter. If it grows after it was turned into a avodah zarah, into an asherah, so then that's when it's asr for a hedyot. Okay, that's the general halacha. Fine. Hey, kol elu. Kol elu she'amarnu she'em psulin. Everything that we discussed until now, that's pasul. Bipnei mumin shebiyarnu. Based on, it has some kind of a mum. Okay, some kind of a blemish. We'll see. Oh, mipnei gezel u'geneva. Or because of gezel and geneva. Now, really, the Shulchan Aruch will see a mum is anything that's considered, let's say, chaser, it's missing, even if it's an issue of hadar, it's not beautiful. The halachic definitions of hadar, so that's what applies for the Shulchan Aruch, right? And if it's stolen, biyom tov rishon bilvad, on the first day it's pasul, right? But that says, kachtam lachem biyom harishon, has to be l'kichatama, and that's the day that is deraisa. So that's all the psulin applies only to the first day. Aval bishar yamim hakol kasha, but for the other 6 days, right? Even the second day yantav, we'll get to that. For the other 6 days, it's always kasher, as long as it still is called one of these dalet medium. Still has to be the definition. It can't be grafted. It can't have a different, can't have a psul where it's no longer really called an esrog, or it's no longer called a lulav. So it depends on what kind of a psul it is. We're going to see the Ramah, at least lechatchila, is more machmer for anything that's called hadar. Anything that's a psul based on the halach definitions of a hadar, that applies to all 7 days lechatchila. So it depends, going backwards, you want to know every psul, is it an issue of it's chaser or if it's an issue of hadar. Okay, let's see. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, really I think it's B'Shem the Magen Avraham, that if you look, if you compare the beginning of the Siman to this Si'if, you might think there's a little bit of a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. So he explains, if it's a psul of, as far as Gazel and Geneva, for the first day versus the other 6 days, so he points out, Lechatchila, it's Aser on the first day, if it's Gazel or Ganov, but Bediavid, it's Kasher on the other 6 days. Lechatchila, it's Aser, but Bediavid, one can be Somechani. If it's Gazel on the... Sorry, you're right. The first day is for sure a problem. The other, all 7 days, well, the other 6 days, Lechatchila, it's Aser for the Gazlan himself, and for the... and for everybody else, it's mutter. But bediavid, anyone, even the Gazlan himself, can use it on this, on the other 6 days. And everyone agrees you don't say a bracha because it's Botseya Berech Nietz Hashem. That's not what God wants. Okay. Fine. Haga v'yesh poslin begazul kol shiva yamim. Now, some say it's paso all 7 days. V'hachi nahuk. And that's the Ramah based on Hadar. Aval Sha'ul Yotzebo. But if it's an issue of being borrowed, no. That's Umutar Lito Lula Shal Chavero Belo Das Chavero Bishar Yamin. So the issue of Lachem, it's not a psul in Hadar, it's not a psul be'etzem, it's a psul, it's not yours. And the Torah says Lachem only on the first day. So even according to the Ramah, who's machmer by all 7 days of Hadar, but when it comes to being borrowed, even he would say it's mutter. Okay. Now, so you're allowed to borrow it from your friend, even without telling him. And because a person is happy if someone borrows it for the purpose of a mitzvah, and everyone wants other people to get mitzvahs and to even benefit from him. V'havei k'sha'ul, and it'll be considered like sha'ul, v'chaser, or k'chaser, kasher, new sentence. V'havei k'sha'ul, period. Thank you. V'chaser kasher b'sha'ar yamin. But if it's just an issue of chaser, so that is mutter l'kuli alma for the other 6 days. No, the Ramah is machmer if the psul is because of hadar, but if it's chaser, kichatama, ulkachtem lachem b'yom harishon, that's only the first day. And the Mishnah Berurah just points out, as far as taking one of the dalet minim from somebody else without telling him, So he says, lechatchila, you should always tell him. And we're never somech anachazaka when you're able to be mevarer easily. So certainly you should ask if you can, because there are some people who are makpid, and maybe a Das Yachid, I'm not sure, he quotes the Prima Gadim, who says, okay, you can borrow the first day, but don't be a schnur and start borrowing someone else's all 7 days without asking. Because a person doesn't mind if a guy forgets once. But if a guy is going to be kvius on purpose, forget all 7 days and just borrow yours, not everyone's so happy to feel that they're being taken advantage of. So that's not necessarily okay. I don't know, I'm assuming most would say it's okay, Medina, but one should try not to, should try to be, to ask. Now, if a person knows for sure that a person is makpid, that he doesn't want people to borrow, then, you know, some people are very scared, a little bit, gets a little bit, another leaf might fall off, they're afraid of the pitam. If a person knows that a person is makpid, then for sure it's aser to take it, mamish aser, and there's no heter to take from someone else. Okay. It might be yotze, I'm not sure, but it's aser to do regardless. All right, right. Or also, if you're going to borrow someone without asking permission, you have to use it where it is, because it's normal for people to be makbid that you don't start taking it across the street or start traveling with it or start taking it around town without permission.
Bring it back tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. Bring it back tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it back tomorrow, and then when he comes to get it, it's not there. So that people are certainly makbid. Okay, let's continue in the Rama. Now, v'nital pitamato or uktzo, dino kechaser. V'chaser miyom rishon ve'ilech. Oh, I read that. V'chaser kasher b'shar yamim. Right, that's okay for all the days, according to everybody, even the Rama. V'nital pitamo uktzo dino kechaser. Now, what about the pitam, or the oketz, the stem at the bottom, and it falls off completely? Even with a guma, you have an indentation coming out. Inside. So then, that's for sure he holds is chaser, and chaser we learned, v'chaser miyom rishon ve'elech. It means second day and on, starting from after the first day, chaser is kasher. Okay, so that's not a problem. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there is an opinion that holds that a pitum is also because of Hadar. So the one should be machmer, if at all possible, to treat it like it's Hadar and it's Pasul. But he says, so it depends on the situation. You have to go back and learn which is a real Psul when it comes to the Pitam coming off. And then it depends if you have what's available or not. And but he says, probably the Ikar Halacha is really like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that it's only that even Hadar is okay, Mi'ikar din, for all 7 days, but the Ramah is Machmer. So he says, at first, you probably should be able to say the Bracha, but then he says, well, some say not even to say the Bracha, even in the case of the Pitam falling out, because it might be a problem of Hadar, and then that's... So anyways, a machloket regarding what to do with the Bracha. Not clear. Okay. That's according to the, based on the Chumrah of the Ramah. Okay, so let's go on. Now, mihu. Okay, I don't know if this happens too often. I hope not. Im nikavu achbarim. A mouse, a rat, some kind of creature comes and takes a bite out of your esrog. So what should you do? Lo yitlenu af yeshar yamim mishum maus. Ad sheyasir nikur haachbarim. So now it's chaser. So it's pasul on the first day. It would be kasher on the other days. But now it's maus. You have a bite. You see the teeth marks from this animal. So then it's aser lechatchila mishum maus. But yevid, you would be yotze medina. But because medina, it's just chaser. So for the other 6 days, it's midarabanan. It's called maus, and you're not allowed to use it unless, of course, you have nothing else. And but until you remove, you cut out. Just take a knife and cut out all the teeth marks. And then it's no longer ma'us, and then you can use it for the other 6 days. Okay.
But that doesn't apply to other things in Shkrusim, Manumar and Yavesh.
Ah, so for Manumar and Yavesh, so then that can be a problem. Where do we see?
The end of Lamazan.
Right. Lamed Zayin. Okay, so Lamed Chet. Yeah, Alvis Lamed Zayin. Now there, by Menumar and Yavesh, it could be a psul of Hadar, so it depends. Or a psul of Be'etzem. So let's keep reading, we're going to see more. Aval, Ima ya Yavesh o Menumar, shepasul kol shiva yamim. So now the Ramah says, Yavesh and Menumar, the spotted, that's dry or spotted, that's a psul for all 7 days. Okay? Now we're going to see that that's actually a machloket. But right now he's assuming that a yavesh or a menumar is pasul all 7 days. So af im chatach a yaveshut o a nimur pasul kol shiva. So now these psulim are more be'etzem a psul, not just of chaser. So once it becomes be'etzem pasul, you can't just cut it out and go back in time. It's pasul. There are certain things that you could fix. If you have one leaf that's a problem, you can cut off the leaf. You have too many berries, you can cut off the berries. But here, it became a davar that's called yavesh, a dry or a menumar, and be'etzem became pasul. So he holds, this you cannot fix. Achim chatach yavesh anumar pasul kol shiva, hoel uva mikoach psul, because it came from a more intrinsic psul, so then you can't go back in time. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out the Bir Agra, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, argues, and he says you could cut away even from Yavesh or Menumar and in order to make it kasher. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikar Adin, or Bishat Adchak rather, Bishat Adchak, you could be so mech on the Shulchan Aruch, who says you are allowed to cut it away, because at the end of the day, you fixed it. Now it's only chaser and it's not a problem. Okay. Person can make a tanai that their esrog, this is let's say erev yom tov, it has to be before Bein HaShemasha starts. So now your esrog is going to be set aside for the mitzvah, and if it's set aside for the mitzvah, we're going to learn that it's aser behan for other purposes. So if a person makes a tanai before Bein HaShemasha, so of the first day Erev Yom Tov, or before, and he says, no, it's only going to be set aside for the mitzvah for the first day. And starting Bein HaShemashos of the second night, from then on, I'm not bodel mimenu, I'm not separating myself from it, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to get benefit from it. I can eat from it, whatever I want. Smell it, we're going to see, it's never really an issue. But umutar az lechatchila lechol mimenu miyom sheni ve'elech. Smelling will be an issue for hadasim. We'll get to that later. So then he says, since you made a tanai that you're allowed to use it for the other 6 days, then you are allowed to, starting from the second night, you're allowed to mamash eat from it. Ve'latzed yedei mitzvah im ha'nishar. So you can take a bite out of it, and then as long as you have the majority left behind, and it's still, you know, once you cut up, you know, all your little an esrog into a bunch of slices, and it doesn't look like an esrog anymore. So some say it's no longer called an esrog, and it's not an esrog anymore. It's slices, and so that's pasul. That's a machloket between the Ran and the Piskei Mahari. That the Ran says it still has to have the majority of the esrog there. Must be a majority. If you don't have a majority, it's no longer called an esrog. It loses its shame esrog once there's not much left. Obviously, it still has to have a beitza this year, but we're talking about you have it's a big esrog, and you make it into a bunch of pieces, and even though one of them is still a beitza, if it's so, that's the machlokas. Fine, one piece is at least a beitza. But anyway, simply put, you take one little bite out of your esrog, and you're allowed to eat it. In this case, you made it tonight, and now for the next day, you're allowed to use it because it's a din of chaser, and chaser is mutter for the other days. Ela she'einanu b'kiyim b'tanayim, but the Rama says, l'chatchila, we don't make any such tanayim. It's inevitably we make mistakes, we don't know what we're doing, and that's just our minhag, is we don't make tanayim. Okay. Ve'apisul shehu mishum avodas kochavim. Now, if it's a psul of avodas kochavim, o mipnei she'os esrog asr b'achila, or it's mamash asr b'achila, so avodas kochavim we learned, asr b'achila, So the halacha says it has to be edible. So therefore, it'd be a problem of tevel. Tevel, it's mutter bahana, but it's aser to eat until you do hafreshes trumas umasaras. So that would be an example where you're not allowed to, you know, you can't be yotzei through it, and that's, we're going to see. Here. Another example, demai is mutter, because that's mutter to eat, mikardin. Esrog shal orla and truma temeya, those are examples where it's aser to eat. Mishnah Berurah brings in the case of beliat iser. Let's say you have an esrog, and you get a little bit of a blia of trefus, gets a balua into it. So it should be machmer the first day, but the other days one could be mekel. I guess it has to do with chaser. Really, be'etz, it's just a blia. Be'etzim, the esrog is mutter, so that's how he writes. Okay, so let's keep reading. Oh, mipnei she'enam minam. It's not the min. It's hadashota, it's saftzifa, it's murkav. It's a different min, it has a different name. Oh, she'em chaserim hashir. It's not the minimum shir, which we're about to learn in the next siman. Well, we learned about a beitza for an esrog. But everything has a shear, and if it's chaser shear, you're chayav to burn it, it no longer has a din of a shear. So all of these things, bein b'yom tov rishon bein b'shar yamim pasul, then it doesn't matter. All 7 days, it's 100% pasul. You cannot use it for the mitzvah. Okay, but these are more intrinsic psulim, and it's okay. It's not a side iser of chaser or hadar. Okay, so let's go on. V'chazazit poselet kol shiva, and a chazazit can be, it is posel for all 7 days. Now, this is a machlokas, so one can be, Mishnah Berurah says, one could be mekel, bishat adchak, right? That's the opinion of, that's brought down here in the Ramah. Okay, let's go on. Right, and can you cut away a chazazit? So that's also a machloket. So according to the Mechaber, you're allowed to. According to the Ramah, lechetchila, you can't. V'ha'osim shnei yamim tovim. And if you do 2 days of Yom Tov, if you're in a place, in Chutz Laaretz, so you keep 2 days Yom Tov. So the halacha is like this. Psulei rishon notlin b'sheni. So all the psulin of the rishon, of the first day, you're allowed to be mekel on the second day. This, even if it's Yom Tov for you, you're in Chutz Laaretz. However, and really it's a machlokas. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like this. It's a machlokas if you look at it like the first day or you look at like the last 6 days. That's not clear. So the bottom line is, since it's not clear, you could be mekel for all these, for chaser, all these psulim on the second day as well, even though it's a Yom Tov. Aval beruche lo mevarchinan, but you're not allowed to say a bracha. Okay, and the main difference is how much one has to go out of their way to be machmer. As we're going to see, we're going to get to this when we get into the next seif, that one has to really go out of his way if it's for the first day. One has to put less effort into it. Okay, fine. Let's just finish. V'im yesh chaver lulav esrog kasher. If your friend has a lulav and an esrog that's kasher, and so then yevarich al shel chavero midaiso. So then it's better to borrow from a friend. This is, we're talking about the second day. That's if it's Yom Tov and Chutz Laaretz, it's better to be machmer and not do it without a bracha, but to do your friends with a bracha. Okay, or and he can just give it to you, and he should give it to you as a gift, because again, we're machmer for that it has to be lachem lechatchila. Finished.